Hi guys, Miss Cynthia here, and thanks so much for joining me today on Listen and Learn with Me podcast. I hope that each one of you are doing very well, and I hope that you are having a wonderful day. If you are a new listener here, thank you so much for tuning in. I truly appreciate you. I'm so happy that you found us, and especially at this time. It is summertime, and we do things just a little bit differently on the Listen and Learn with Me podcast in the summer. So thank you for tuning in. If you get a free moment, take some time and go back and listen to the previous episodes. There's so much fun and exciting content for you to learn and explore and get familiar with. So take a moment to listen to a few episodes here and there. This is our 99th episode. So next week will be our 100th episode. So just spread those episodes out when you're listening. You don't have to listen all at once, but I encourage you to go and listen, okay? If you are a regular listener here, thank you so much for returning. I truly appreciate you. And as I tell you every week, thank you so much for coming by, stopping back by. It lets me know that you are enjoying the content, and it lets me know that I'm doing something right. So, let's jump right in today, you all. You know, last week we had the week off because it was my birthday weekend. I really enjoyed myself. I relaxed at home. I hung out by the pool. It was a beautiful day. Very happy to have had the time off. I really missed you guys, though. When it was Friday, last Friday, I was like, what am I going to do? I don't have an episode to record. So what am I going to do? But I thought about you all. I just said, I hope they stay focused. I hope they go back and listen to previous episodes. And from the sounds of it, some of you contacted me letting me know that you did just that. So I'm happy for you, and I'm glad that you had some downtime. Now, as I shared, this is episode 99, which is really exciting. So we are going to be switching over to our summertime fun playlist, okay? This is part one, and each week we're just going to talk about things that pertain to the summer as we move forward with getting ready to get prepared for school. For those of you who are transitioning into the next grade level, the next school level, whether it's kindergarten, whether it's elementary, middle school, high school, college, or if you're stepping out into your career, whatever the case may be. So we're going to be talking about those things and also talking about having a lot of fun over the summer. So in today's topic, you all, one of the things that I really want to talk to you about is, yes, it's summer. For some of you, it's the first week. For some of you, you still have a little bit more time to go before school is out, and that's okay. You'll get there, so don't worry. But I know a lot of times things are a bit more laid back in the summertime. I still want to encourage you all to keep a schedule of some sort. It doesn't have to be an intense schedule, but keep a schedule of activities that you can do throughout your day. If you're not going into any summer camps, keep an activity list so you can keep your mind fresh. Now, I also want you to relax, okay? And do what feels best for you during your downtime, which means that if you had to wake up one morning or each morning on your summer vacation and you have to do chores, go ahead and get those chores out of the way so you can have the rest of your day to do whatever you want to do, whether it's hanging with friends, texting, playing video games, whatever it is that you want to do, get those chores out of the way so that you can do that. You can relax, you can have a great time, and you can have fun, because that's what this is all about this summer, right? It's about having fun. I just had the most amazing summer camp with some of my Listen and Learn kiddos, and it was phenomenal. We had the best time, right? Such a great time. And the kids had an opportunity to be at the park for a few days. We normally have one location that we hang out at under the trees, these beautiful trees at the park. But we went over to a picnic table and did some sidewalk chalk and sidewalk art with the chalk, played board games, video games, you name it. And we had the opportunity to grow with one another, learn more about one another, and support one another in whatever it is that those kiddos needed support in. We also had the opportunity to spend time at our Listen and Learn office as well. And I'm saying all this to say, these kiddos have grown and they are so flexible in their thinking and flexible in their mindset. And that's what made summer camp fun for them. Okay? They learned more about their friends, they supported their friends, and they had fun. So as you go into your summer camp, if you're going to be having summer camps that you attend this summer, make it a goal to make friends. Go into the summer camps with the mindset of, hey, you know what? I am going to make friends. But most importantly, I am going to have fun. Okay? I want you all to focus on having a great time. Focus on enjoying yourself. Focus on making someone happy at the summer camps. Make the teachers or the camp directors or the camp instructors, make them happy as well. By volunteering, by showing support, by giving your time, all these things you can do to show yourself more independent. And guess what? Parents, teachers, adults, therapists, they love that. And I can speak and say that we love that. So be sure that you're doing those things, okay? One of the other things that I want to talk about is pools and pool safety. I know a lot of you all will be going swimming this summer, which is great. If you're not a strong swimmer, stay in your space, stay in the shallow end. Be sure you're next to an adult or another strong swimmer. Be sure you know where the lifeguard is if you're going to more of a public pool or a beach. But be safe. Make sure you're wearing your proper floating devices and safety devices, because I want you all to be safe, okay? Being at the pool is so much fun. I mean, it is a ton of fun. If you see something that's not right at the pool, let somebody know. Scream it out. Hey, something's wrong. Go check out that guy. Or go check out that girl. Something's not right. So be sure you scream that as loud as you can or express that to whoever you need to so that the situations can be taken care of. But I want you to stay safe at those pools, okay? And be sure that you know where the adult you came with is at all times, okay? And again, have fun. I cannot express that enough. Have a great time. Lastly, you all, listen and learn, okay? Listen first, learn together. You know, that's our motto here at Listen and Learn. Be sure you're listening to all of the adults around you at all times. Be sure that you're being respectful to all of the adults around you at all times. And be sure that you are having a great time with your friends at all times. Okay? Take this content, take these tips, enjoy them, do with them what you will. And let's have some fun, you guys. Be sure you want to share some content with me. We're going to be talking about road trips one day. We're going to be talking about things to do and not to do over the summer. We'll have some serious topics as well. We'll also be talking about or interviewing some of our previous guests that have been on our show before that have grown and want to come back and share some things. So we're going to talk about it all, you all. So feel free to send in any additional topics that you would like me to speak on this summer, and I will be happy to do just that. Okay? Thanks for listening, guys. Parents, you made it to the summer. I hope you are enjoying. I am so glad to have you all here as well. I hope you all are really having a great summer and off to a great start. Thank you for letting your kiddos participate in this amazing Listen and Learn podcast. And I just want to thank you all for being present. I want to encourage you all to go out and enjoy yourselves this summer as well. Relax, just as I have asked the kids to do. And continue to support them along the way, okay? If you need to reach me, my website is listenandlearnllc.com. My email address is listenandlearnllc@gmail.com. If you need registration information for Kansas City, Missouri, our virtual office, and or the Kennesaw, Georgia location, our physical office, you can connect with me at that email address. You can also reach out to me at 678-919-2117. For incoming new families and new children, I do have a free consultation that is all yours, where you can connect with me by phone and by appointment only. And we can talk about your kiddo and see if you all are a great fit for us. And I am a great fit for you, because that is really important, okay? What else do I have to share? Oh, of course, you can connect with us on our social media business page on Facebook. It's Listen and Learn LLC, Kennesaw, GA. I just posted some real cool videos and fun photos of the kids in summer camp. I mean, we had a blast. It was so much fun. So you could check those out, amongst other things that we post on a weekly basis. Okay, check us out there. And lastly, find us on anchor.fm, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google Podcast, Amazon Alexa, wherever you listen to your podcast. We are there. It was great connecting with you all. Let's kick off this amazing summertime fun podcast series, and we are going to go from there, okay? It is until we meet again. Take care, you all, and let's boost our social skills. Bye for now.